Let's get into it with the voice of the Tigers, Ken Landau, joining us right now. And, you know, you heard that excitement. The excitement is in the air because it's not like an eighth seed has to defeat a one seed for the Tigers to advance. It's vice versa. The ones have to win, right?
Win. But there are so many possibilities, Dan. I mean, it's not as if we're talking about a 1 in 100 chance. It's
right.
About a 50% chance for the Tigers to get into the tournament. It all begins at 2 o'clock Mountain Time today when the scoreboard watching starts, okay? It's not the position you necessarily want to be in, but it's the position the Tigers find themselves. And, yeah, I really think the chances are good. There are so many different things that could happen. So to try to describe one scenario really doesn't give the whole situation justice. The easiest way to put it is if the favorites all win today and tomorrow, the Tigers are in. But even if they don't all win, There are plenty of pathways for the Tigers to make it into the field of 16. Actually, we should look at it as the field of 14, because the Tigers have to be 14th or higher in the pairwise rankings to make it into the tournament, because spots 15 and 16 are going to be reserved for the Atlantic Hockey playoff champion and the CCHA playoff champion.
Okay, so yeah, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of scenarios. So is there a way that you're going to watch the scoreboard? Is there a place that people can go to actually learn how those teams are doing, or do we just have to wait and see for the after effect?
Well, what I would suggest people do is they can go to collegehockeynews.com.
Okay.
And just because they have live scoreboards on there. So you could be, keep that up on your phone or on your computer, and you'll be able to see the scoring updates as in real time or as close to real time as possible.
What is that address again?
collegehockeynews.com.
News.com. So, do you have a good feel? I know you always do, but do you have a really good feeling about their chances to get in the tournament?
You know, Dan, I really do. I really do. Because there are so many ways to get in. There are also a lot of ways that they don't get in, but the ways that the Tigers don't get in involve some, by and large, some interesting things, some out of the norm things.
Okay.
I just think that the favorites in all of these league championships are too good not to get there. And if one or two of them don't make it, the Tigers can still get in. Again, there are countless scenarios, but I feel good heading into this afternoon when the games start. First games are going to be played at 2 o'clock Mountain Time.
Okay.
After tonight, after the games today, I think I'll be feeling really good heading into the championship games on Saturday.
Excellent. And then if everything works out in CC's in, then we'll have the party dance, or so to speak, the show that's going to be airing at 4:30 on Sunday. We'll have instant reaction from the coach and all the players and all those things. By the way, congratulations on a number of things are in order for you. And a fan sent a brand new T-shirt here to the station, which I'm going to award you whenever I see you next. And the T-shirt, it's a black T-shirt, and it reads, "Of course I'm right. I'm Ken." and he sent it to the station, and he told me all about it. So I have the T-shirt for you the next time we see each other. I hope it is, because we're celebrating a massive victory for the CC Tigers. Ken, all the best. Hopefully we hear you coming up on Sunday starting at 4:30.
Hopefully so. And Dan, quickly before I go.
Yes.
Congratulations to Chris Mayotte, who was named Coach of the Year in the NCHC. Congratulations to Caden Imbarico, unanimous choice for Goaltender of the Year. Congratulations to Noah Laba, who was named the Defensive Forward of the Year in the NCHC and also the three-star award winner in the league. And quite frankly, I think Noah Laba was robbed. He should have been named the best forward of the year in the NCHC to go along with the two other awards that he collected. But the knuckleheads that vote on those things must have felt bad because North Dakota wasn't going to win any honors. So, you know, they had to make sure that North Dakota won something. Otherwise, you know, they'd all be crying on their tractors or whatever it is that they do up there.
No doubt. All the best to you, Ken. Thanks for the time as always.
My pleasure. And I can't say let's go Tigers because we're not playing, but, you know, let's go favorites.